Welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. If you have been with us and tuning in, you tuned in last month, Tara started a new series and a study on why we should study the Bible about the foreigner, stranger, aliens, and sojourner. Today, we're going to continue, and we will be in the book of Genesis 18, 1 through 10, where Abraham has three visitors. Who are these visitors? Well, here's Tara to help us discover this question.
Wow, Sandy, that was amazing.
That was this morning. I was saying, God, please help me today.
That was fantastic.
What an incredible intro. Ah, so good. So when I was trying to write a little summary thought on this, you know, essentially what we're going to be doing is we're going to study different narratives of the Bible to look at the beauty of practicing his presence by serving visitors. That's what today's story is, a good summary for us. And we're going to learn from Abraham how to be a person of hospitality. And some things that I want us to understand, we're going to be talking through Genesis 18. And this scripture refers to this, that he's outside and he's by the trees of Mamre. They believe that this is located near Hebron, and that's just west of the Dead Sea. And so just to give you an idea of where this might have been. And so what we're going to do is first we'll read the passage, and then I'm going to give us some culture, some context for us to think through. We'll look at some protocols, but then we're going to hold the narrative up against what we learned about the ethics of hospitality and the protocols that they had back then. And how did Abraham stand up against those five ethics? So that's what we'll do. So Carrie, would you mind opening up for us and read Genesis 18, 1 through 10?
Okay, Genesis 18, 1 through 10. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him.
Thank you so much. May God honor the reading of his word. This is so much fun. Okay, so some things that we need to understand about this whole story. Let's just get some of the cultural things. One, the tent. What you need to know is that the tent that he would have been sitting on, he's out in an open area. This is not something that, you know, and the tent would have been hot in the middle of the day. And because they were made typically of goat skin. Mm-hmm. And so if you could visualize the tent being set up, and they would have rolled the goat skins and tied them up high. So it's more like he's sitting under a canopy at that point. And that way the breeze could flow through. And with it being the heat of the day, was probably just enjoying a rest in the heat of the day, because they wouldn't be out working because of that. And because of the customs we've learned about hospitality, they had so many rules that they lived by with protocol. I want to do some reminders of the things that we talked about the last four shows on what they had as far as protocols. One, we have to understand it's a nomadic society. The people at this point, and Abraham in particular and his people, they didn't have a set home. They had their tents and they would up and move around. And it was considered a duty and a responsibility to offer hospitality. And in that offering of the hospitality, they had the protocol that if a guest showed up, that you were to offer to them, the male of the household would offer what they were willing to give. And typically they would offer less. And the guest was not allowed. We just had to answer the phone right now. Sorry. The guest had to, was not allowed to request anything else. So whatever is offered, that's the extent of what they were given. And the guest can say, can I have more? And so they would offer little, but then what they would do is they would give much. And so I want you to keep that in mind as we go through each of the narratives, because that show, we'll see a little bit about a person's character based on what their offering would be and then what they would actually give. It would actually reveal their ability or their heart in generosity and sacrifice. You can learn a lot about the narrative and the people in it on how they gave after what they offered, what they would do. And the fact that the guest wasn't allowed to request, we learn a lot about a guest. And if they are asking for something, why would they ask? What would cause that? And so we'll look at that and examine that. And that'll be important in later stories, not so much in this one. And the other thing that I wanted us to think through is the average length that a visitor might stay culturally back then, they said typically would not be more than 3 days. Enough time to rest, give the animals time to rest, give the people, and enough to get out so that they didn't linger. The other reason why they stayed shores, because, you know, they were traveling. Now, with the offering of what the host would give, the host then would not ask any personal questions. Mm. And the reason a host would not ask personal questions is the host didn't know if the person that they had as a guest would be an enemy or not. Because they are nomadic and they're traveling through territory, they didn't know if the person they were helping was a person who was an ally or not. And so by offering help, they're hoping to make a person an ally. And so it's actually a strategy. The hospitality is a strategy of building friendships with people that it could possibly be an enemy. And so have that in your mind. All right. Now, this is such a cool history thing that is actually true today. According to Rod Mattoon commentary, the Bedouins, which I've actually been in an area in Israel where the Bedouins are living and nomadic, and we'll go to in Israel when I go this coming year, this year, we'll actually stay in a Bedouin compound. Mm. And the Bedouins were known for keeping a pot of coffee on. And they're known for doing that still today. And listen to what they would do. So as the pot would be going throughout the day, they would put in the coffee, but they would just keep adding water as the day goes on. And so as the day progressed, the coffee gets very strong and very bitter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so when a guest would arrive, they would offer them the coffee, and they would say to them, life is filled with times of bitterness. Mm. And so it's an acknowledgement. We recognize that you've probably had many things you've suffered and that life is bitter, and we'll share a cup of coffee knowing that we both have had our life of bitterness and suffering. Mm. When the guests would leave, the Bedouins would then offer a sweet and tasty tea for their departure. And they will say, life is also filled with times of sweetness and pleasure. So the view of a Bedouin is that come in and we recognize and we mourn with you and we grieve with you because we know you have dealt with bitterness. But when you leave, we want you to know we want it to be sweet and that we're sending you off with a blessing. And I just thought, isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
And how that they're showing the people they're trying to identify with them. Okay, so now let's begin the process of looking at the fact that Abraham had guests. And so here in the heat of day, he is sitting in the edge of his tent and he is looking out, and he sees suddenly that there are three visitors. Now, I want you to recognize that suddenly is interesting because you're talking, this is an area where it's not mountainous. Mm. So
you'd see him coming.
He didn't see them coming. Now, whether or not he went off into a slumber, sleeping in the tent or whatever, he's surprised the fact that he has visitors, and he runs out to greet them. Describe his actions based on how Scripture describes him as he's going to greet these visitors. How would you describe him?
Because he's running towards them?
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming?
Welcoming?
Yeah.
Would you say he's excited?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They probably don't get a lot of visitors, you know, when they're out there, you know, with the tent.
Yeah. What else did he do?
He says, if I found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. So he's almost like begging their forgiveness for not
before
in advance.
Yeah. And posture.
He bowed low to the ground.
He bows before them.
Yeah. So that right there is a really important point.
Right. Okay. And so as we're looking at Abraham and we're examining Abraham's heart, okay, think through, we were looking at the ethics of hospitality and the protocols that they had. And so what are some of the things that we can see that Abraham did that supported the protocols? What were some of the things that we see?
He did his duty. He went out. He was I don't know, called, or however you'd say it, was his duty to go and offer hospitality to the passersby, and he did.
He offered them food.
Okay.
To refresh them.
Okay. So when there's five ethics to hospitality, and the first one that we examined was that they had to be communal. And so to be communal is that they had to think of how it would affect the community if a person was in our territory, amongst our people. What did Abraham do that showed that he was being communal? He went out.
He greeted them.
Yeah. And according to protocol, they were the clan of the family should offer something.
They offered food and to wash his feet.
Key word.
I was going to say wash the feet, yeah.
Okay.
They always do that in that custom.
A morsel, water, wash the feet.
Rest.
And rest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he trying to take care of their physical needs? Yeah. And very, very kind about it, very gracious. And so he is showing that as the head that he's willing to take care of his guest. And what would you say the fact that he bowed down? Would you say that he saw them as important people? Or would you say that, like, the fact that he went all the way to the ground?
I think he recognizes who it is.
You think?
I do, because who else would you bow down to but the Lord?
Okay. Well, they had customs with the protocol.
But do they bow down at everybody?
If they saw, okay, they actually had like a hierarchy to the bow. And so the more important a person, the lower the bow. And if you recognize that somebody seemed to be an authority that was important.
Right, but he bowed down to the ground.
Correct. They would go to the ground for somebody that if they recognized that they were an authority. Scripture does not tell us that he recognizes them. In fact, we don't know until later in Scripture that it is Jesus and two angels. Says the Lord has appeared to him at the trees of Mamre, but we do not see that Abraham gets it at this point. You know,
I just thought he did since he bowed low.
Yeah,
so he knew it was somebody important.
Yes, he knew they were important. We know that, and so it's the privilege that he has of seeing them. And so, what I want us to understand is, if we could, Carrie, would you read Genesis 12:7, and Sandy, would you read Genesis 17:1? What I want us to see is that this is the third visitation that Abraham is getting with the Lord. Okay, so Carrie, go ahead in Genesis 12:7.
Genesis 12:7. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
Okay. And so this is where God has told him, "I am giving you all of this." Mm-hmm. Okay, Sandy?
Genesis 17:1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless.
Okay. So
she's
God
appeared before him before. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And God was silent, you guys, for the equivalent of
13
years.
Yeah.
And he appears now for the third time in 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so things are chalking up to where he's about to see the fulfillment of the promise that has been given to him. How old is Abraham?
Well, 99 when it was like, 3 months ago. He's still 99 probably,
yeah.
Or 100.
Okay. Now, he's sitting at the tent. Can you visualize a 99-year-old getting up and running?
No.
And bowing to the earth.
And bowing down.
Quite agile.
It's quite the image, like, mm-hmm. if you remember, because the description of this passage reveals a person that is quite frisky and, mm-hmm. you know, and able
full
to.
Of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we have to remind ourselves he is an older man, yeah. and he is a person that it would be hard physically, mm-hmm. you know, to do what he did. And yet he did it. And so he is showing his humility
mm-hmm.
and his willingness to be a person that serves. And by going out, he's also showing that he's willing to be communal. Mm-hmm. And so here we have just seen just the first one of the ethics of hospitality, that he truly modeled what it would look like. We're going to go in the next few weeks and examine how he actually modeled all five of the ethics of hospitality in an incredible way.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had the privilege of serving the Lord and including his people to help him serve. And it's such a beautiful example that he showed the love of God to these people. And because we don't know if he knew them, because Scripture doesn't show us and tell us that he actually knew. Mm-hmm. Now, it tells us that it was the Lord, but we don't see it until later in the chapters that he then gets it. He doesn't actually have it right then. The other thing is that I wanted us to remember is that in this, as we're examining the hospitality, we're going to have to be thinking through, did the person recognize this moment as holy? And did they hold it as sacred? So as we examine these narratives, we need to look to see if the person recognizes it that way. And this passage shows us a lot about the character of Abraham. And we'll even see just a hint. We don't go into the aspect of Sarah or the fact that Sarah's in the other tent, in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
She's not out. And her character as well. So you need to come back so that you can see how they show the ethics of hospitality. God bless.